Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rookie center Cesar Ruiz and defensive end Marcus Davenport both missing practice for the second consecutive day for the New Orleans Saints as they get ready for their week 1 opener Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for Tampa, Mike Evans, he did not practice for the second consecutive day today as well. He is now a game-time decision in the 3:25 kickoff Sunday in the Superdome. We welcome in now Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, what does your gut tell you? Maybe some intel you think Evans plays, and if he doesn't, how much does that hurt Tom Brady?
Yeah, Christian, great question. Look, I got to think he doesn't play, and I say that based on the fact that Bruce Arians came out on Monday or Tuesday, I think it was, already, and said that he would, you know, Mike Evans would be a game time decision. So I don't think it was ever any plan for him to work this week. Now, he did say that if he practiced on Friday, you know, they would see, but you know, Friday is just a walkthrough. It's really, there's really nothing going on there. He could do that and still, still skip the game. And the reason I would say he probably doesn't play is because, I mean, you got to think long term. You got to think big picture here. Yeah, this is a very important game, obviously, but it's one of 17. You've got to look at it from that standpoint and say, look, do we want to, you know, miss this guy for a week, two, maybe three, or do we want to, you know, rush him out there on opening day when everybody's amped up and have him, you know, damage that hamstring even worse? Other injuries, you could probably, you know, play through it, but hamstrings for a wide receiver. And it's not the first time Mike Evans has had this. His history with this is usually that he misses a kind of an extended period of time, you know, usually 2, 3, 4 weeks. So I'm going to guess he's not going to play unless the Buccaneers are taking a page out of Bill Belichick's book with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski on board and, you know, really trying to throw a curveball here. I don't think they are, but, you know, we'll wait and see on Sunday. But I don't think he plays.
Roy, I'm doing my week 1 NFL power rankings on the show today, and every team that I have in the top 5, which we haven't gotten there yet, but I'm kind of going to give it away a little bit. Every team in the top 5 has stability, right? And I think the Buccaneers are going to be good, but I can't put them that high just because there is turnover. At Tom Brady, they didn't have an offseason, and I know he's a 6-time Super Bowl champion. Is that a fair way to approach it, you think?
Oh yeah, I think it's very fair, and you know, if I were going to put a power ranking together, I haven't done one. I'd have the Buccaneers somewhere around maybe 8, 9, 10.
You nailed it. Best. I got them at 8. You nailed it.
There you go. And you know, with all due respect, I even think that might be a little bit high. But I mean, that's what you're doing is showing respect for the talent on the field, at least on paper. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, you bring in Leonard Fournette. They came on late last year, but you know, I just don't know. I'm with you. I mean, Tom Brady at his age, changing teams. What kind of impact is all that going to have on him? Rob Gronkowski hasn't played in a year. Is that good? Is that bad? He looked awfully slow in training camp here. Looked winded. In the heat and humidity, he's not going to have that problem on Sunday in New Orleans, obviously. But you know, when the Bucs get home here over the course of the first month, that could be an issue for him. How good is the offensive line? You've got a right tackle who's a rookie. How quickly does he learn, and how difficult is it going to be for him, you know, opening day against Cameron Jordan, so if he's there. So a lot of questions really about this team. The other questions are, you know, look at some of the stalwarts on defense, the people they're really counting on, Jason Pierre-Paul and Dominican Sue. These guys are, you know, they're right at the edge where they're, you know, they're close to hitting the wall. Some people thought they would have hit the wall a couple of years ago. Obviously, the Giants gave up on Jason Pierre-Paul. Dolphins and Rams gave up on Dominican Sue. The Bucs have benefited from that, but how much longer do you benefit? So we'll wait and see. I'm with you. I think this, you know, to start off, 8, 9, 10 is a good spot for them. Let's see if they can hold that throughout the course of the season.
Roy, I want to see if you agree with this possibility too. As there's very much a real possibility that they could contend for the NFC South and certainly the postseason, it's just as possible that they, because of this the amount of talent that they assembled, That's a lot of personalities to manage. And remember the Eagles from a few years ago, from a handful of years ago or so, the quote-unquote Vince Young dubbed them the dream team? I just with no offseason, I just think that that's something worth thinking about.
Yeah, I totally agree. Look, of all the teams, and there's others out there, you know, like the Buccaneers, but of all the teams that, in my opinion, have the, you know, are in the most desperate situation and could afford the least to have the kind of offseason that we've just been through with no OTAs, no rookie minicamps, et cetera, it's the Buccaneers. They needed time on the field. And look, everybody in this area knows all about Tom Brady's, you know, personal workouts with a bunch of the guys, you know, a center and a couple of wide receivers here and there, you know, for a couple of weeks at the high school fields in Tampa. But at the end of the day, that's nowhere near. I mean, it's good. That's something. But it's nowhere near what you have to get, the kind of reps you need to get to really get used to your teammates and get ready for a season. So I think the Buccaneers are already kind of working at a bit of a handicap here. I think it hurts them. A team like New Orleans, not many changes. They're ready to roll, you know, so – the teams that made big changes, especially a quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, the skill positions, those are the teams I think that are going to take a little bit longer to find their groove here. And, you know, I may be wrong about that, but we'll see. But I think that's probably what happened. So I'm with you on that as well. I agree. I think the Buccaneers are they're playing a little bit of a handicap here to start the season.
Yeah, I wrote in my piece basically good if you got the Bucs early in the season, bad if you got them late, because I think they'll look differently perhaps in week 7 than they did in week 1, but will it be too late? We'll find out. But that's really kind of what it sums up. I go back and forth with Tampa, and I give Tom Brady a lot of credit because he won 6 Super Bowl titles, but he's never had offensive firepower like this.
Yeah, you're right about that. And but one thing he has had is he's always had a good, solid offensive line that knows exactly how to play for him. He's always had a good running game. You know, whether the Bucs have those two elements or not, we're still waiting to see. Look, Jameis Winston, who's now in New Orleans, you know, if he had had the protection that, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks around the league get, he wouldn't have thrown anywhere near as many interceptions. In fact, the Bucs probably would have held on to him, and they'd be moving forward with him as their quarterback over the next 5 years. But – you know, so what is it going to look like for Tom Brady? Can he get the ball out quickly? Yeah, but he's going to probably get it out quickly under pressure. So how's that going to look? And, you know, so I agree. I think there's some issues here. And the way you said it, yeah, you get the Bucs early, you're probably in good shape. You get them late, that could be a problem. But late, you know, what's Tom Brady going to look like? They got to keep him clean, and we'll see how that happens. But he does have weapons. He's got plenty of those. The Buccaneers are good enough at the pass catching position, because what's, you know, they got plenty of tight ends. Really, they could lose Mike Evans for a couple of weeks, and it shouldn't faze them that much. Granted, I think Mike Evans is the best receiver in the NFL. I see him every Sunday, but that's a big loss. But the Bucs do have the depth to make up for that, including a couple of running backs that they can split out wide if they want to. So they should be okay with the weapons. You're right, Tom Brady. He's got a wealth of arsenal there for sure.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, last year, that D-line for Tampa was salty, man. I mean, they were number one against the rush. They featured the league's leading sack artist in Shaq Barrett, which the Saints shut out in their two matchups. But nonetheless, he's a problem. If the Buccaneers defense is going to be had, is it going to be had in the secondary?
Yeah, I think it is. Again, how effective is that pass rush this year. People are, you look, Shaq Barrett's not going to surprise anybody. He definitely surprised some people last year. He made great adjustments after people, you know, caught on to him a little bit. So that's why he had the great season he did. But you're going to see people really spying on him now, watching him more closely. So that's going to be difficult. What's left in the tank for Ndamukong Suh? What's left in the tank for Jason Pierre-Paul? That's going to be important because that young secondary is what I just said, very young, untested. They're going to throw some rookies out there to start, and we'll see how it works. You know, Antoine Winfield, nice player. Is he ready to, you know, to go up against Drew Brees? Probably not. There's going to be a learning curve for these guys, and it could be tough for them. So they could give up some points, at, you know, early on as they adjust as well. So again, getting the Bucs defense early, probably not a bad thing. I think New Orleans is getting them at just the right time to start off. So we'll see how it goes for them.
Roy, what's the most intriguing matchup in this game this week one between Bucs and Saints?
You know, Tom Brady hasn't had to go against this team very often. I don't think there's any question. It's Tom Brady against the Saints defense, which probably doesn't get enough credit for being as good as it is. Cameron Jordan, everybody's finally, you know, figured him out, but come to realize what a talent he is. But there's a lot more there. So I think that the Saints defense has been very underrated the last couple of years. I think it's something to really fear, and to see Tom Brady go against it for the first time, what's going to be, you know, kind of a regular thing for him, certainly the first of two times this year. Him and Gronkowski against that defense, I think that's going to be an interesting matchup. Whatever it is that the Saints are out there against Tom Brady and Gronkowski, to me, that's what you watch, because let's face it, we've been waiting all offseason here in Tampa to see what Tom Brady's got left. You know, is he still the GOAT, or is there a little bit of the polish off? So we'll see. That to me is going to be the greatest matchup.
Roy, real quick before I let you run, so they're going to have crowd noise in the 70 decibels, right? 70 decibels, and that, and you've been to the Superdome. I'm sure you can tell that, you know, 70 decibels when it usually hovers around 98 to 1, 12, 13, 14. I guess what I'm asking is, what I'm saying is, I'm really disappointed in the NFL for being so reactive instead of being proactive when the NFL Films has done studies. They've got audio levels on every team in the NFL for the past decade, and they just put it at 70. I think it's lazy. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. you know, that's something that, you know, I think, to be honest, I think that benefits the Buccaneers. That is a tough building to play in. You cannot hear yourself think sometimes in that building. The sound makes that building shake. You know that. And I think it's part of the weaponry that the Saints have when they take the field there. And 70 decibels, yeah, it seems a little lame. I think it benefits the visitor, no doubt.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, who you taking?
I'm going to take the Saints. Being at home, big matchup. I think they know that Tampa is the other team to beat in the division this year. There's always usually a surprise, it seems, in the NFC South. It could be the Falcons, could be the Panthers. Maybe we're taking them lightly, but I think this is a two-team race on paper, and to me it's between the Saints and the Buccaneers. But I do think the Saints are the better team. I think they've got the better quarterback. I think if you look back at the last 3 years and compare how Drew Brees has, you know, just gotten better, and how Tom Brady's actually gotten, you know, slightly worse over the course of that period, I think you'll see that the Saints are the better team, and I'll take them at home for sure.
Roy Cummings, thanks so much for the time. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.